stuff. If you haven't noticed, I promise you everyone going to Cancun has noticed, but the leaderboard has been updated with all the people that have qualified for the Cancun trip. You can go in your back office and see where that is. And this is an incredible, incredible resort. And by the way, in Oklahoma, they're going to be announcing where next year's Performance Club trip is going to be. And I mean, Patrick wouldn't tell us where, but it's locked down, and he says it's going to blow your mind. It's better than anywhere we've ever been, and that's hard. Seeing knowing all the places we've been to, it's hard to think of somewhere that they can take us that's better than anywhere we've ever been. So I'm really excited. But if you want to be on these trips, don't say, well, okay, the contest for that next trip will start in a couple months. I'll get serious about my business in a couple months. Right now is when you want to start filling the pipeline, because anyone that's a leader in this business will tell you, your harvest is always 60 to 90 days out from your activity. You start planting a lot of seeds now, you start harvesting them later. Some of them you harvest right away, but the majority of them take a little while to get going, especially when working with associates. Oklahoma Convention's coming up. By the way, if you do win any bonus money or any of the other things that they have, you have to be there to pick up your money. You might want to write, make sure you book your airfare and stuff like that for these dates. It's technically July 14th through 16th, but there are some events before the 14th that you may want to fly in a little bit early for to take advantage of. We'll show you. Right now, you can get a ticket to that event for $179. And remember that price. I'm going to come back to that at the end of the day today. $179 to get into that event. And, you know, I remember when I was invited to go to my first convention. First time I was invited to convention, I did not accept the invitation. I'd been in the business for about 3 months, and I passed on the opportunity to go to that event. For the next 4 months, me and my entire team together did the total grand total of zero sales, zero recruits. For the next 4 solid months, nothing. Then there was another event. I was invited to go to it. I went to it, came home from that event, and over the next 3 months, we added 200 new people to my team. Now, there was a cost to be at the first one, and I skipped it. And I could have learned how to become wealthy at the first one. I just chose not to go. My wife wouldn't let me, couldn't get the time off work, all those things. There was a cost to go to the second one. It was about $200. I went to it. It's paid us millions. I'm just telling you right now, if you don't have your ticket to that event, that's just simply a choice that you've made. But I don't know anybody in this company making significant income that misses that event. That's just a clue. Just a clue. So, other dates you might want to pay attention to. It starts 14th, goes to the 16th. But on Tuesday the 12th, you can see there's some, again, trainings for train the trainers and home office tours that they're going to be doing in the afternoon there that you can sign up to. Because you fly into Oklahoma City, which is where the event's going to be. 8 Oklahoma is about an hour and a half south of there. They're going to have chartered buses that will take you to the home office, let you tour the home office. Really, really cool experience. But you need to plan on at least a half a day to adequately go and tour the office and see everything. They provide lunch there at the home office, things like that. Okay? Wednesday night, there's going to be a briefing. The registration and supply booths and stuff are going to be open. There's some other things that will be going on there that evening. Thursday, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of trainings, registration, supplies, information, CDLP, that's the Commercial Driver's Legal Plan. Again, if you want to come in early for those events or for these ones you've been invited for, you definitely want to be there, but you absolutely want to be there by Thursday evening at the latest, because Friday and Saturday from sunup to sundown are just action-packed the entire time. All this information's in your back office. If you want to know events and times and stuff, just pick which day is best for you to fly into that event. Plus, there are team breakouts that your team will be doing. And so, for example, our team will be getting together on Sunday morning after the event. So I'm booking my flight to fly out Sunday evening. Check with your upline executive directors. Find out if your team is doing some type of a breakout. Most of the teams are doing something hotels around the area afterwards, so coordinate that with your leaders. If you want to take the home office tour, again, they start on Wednesday and Thursday, $45 per person, covers your transportation and lunch. Small investment to go see the home office. I was just there last week. A lot of the leaders in this room were out there in Oklahoma just last week at the home office. And it's just so incredible to, especially if you ever went to the original home office, 321 East Main Street. They still have a hitching post out front for the horses to be tied up to. And that's serious. That ain't an exaggeration. And to see what we've built over the years, it's absolutely astounding to see the company and your belief level. Again, success in this business, in any sales, is nothing more than a transference of belief. When you seriously believe in something, you don't ever feel like you're selling it. You feel like, look, I'm really helping you by telling you about this. Like, I'm totally giving you the hookup by telling you about this. But if you don't believe in it, then you feel like, oh, I'm selling them something. You go to the home office, you see what the company's done, but more importantly, you see where we're headed. Your belief level goes through the roof. And then all of a sudden, it's amazing how much easier it is to attract success into your life instead of chasing success. If you haven't taken the home office tour, I'd put that on your must-do list. Get out there a little bit early. Make sure you go through that. Okay, there's also going to be an executive director gala that's going to be on Thursday evening. Special breakfast with Jeff Bell. For those that qualify for it, there's going to be, again, events on Friday and Saturday. Those that qualify for it will obviously be notified. You definitely don't want to miss that if you have a chance then. The all-in 2 bonus is still available and the all-in bonus. Let's go through that real quick. The all-in bonus, if you start now and you get to the director position before June 30th, you get a $4,000 bonus. Then for every person that you fast start qualified, they can be a multiplier. So if you do 5 on your team, there's an $8,000 bonus, 10, 16, 15, 24. You do 20 people, that's $40,000 bonus. Your upline senior director and executive director get matching bonuses, half of what you get. If they're your upline senior and executive director, they get the $40,000 also. So there's people that are very, very financially motivated to help you if you're brand new in the business. Lock arms with them. They will absolutely run through brick walls to help you get this bonus money. If for any reason you got in, you've missed a month or two in Performance Club, there's still other bonus, the all-in 2 bonus money that you can still qualify for. Again, all the information's in your back office. I'm not going to go through all the combinations of what you can get there. This is, again, you can get a maximum of $20,000 there going through this bonus. It's too much information to sit down and break it all down, all the different combinations, because we really want to get into the content of today. But if you're new in the business, get with the person that is your sponsor and then get with your upline executive director. They will sit down and put together a plan for you. If you've missed a couple months of Performance Club, you may still be able to qualify for that. Again, matching bonuses for getting to the senior manager position there also. So goals that we all have, again, daily 2 exposures, weekly attend the briefing with a guest, monthly attend Super Saturday with recruits, annually attend the convention with a new team. It's like being in the National Guard, a little bit every week, a little bit every month, a little once a year, go give a weekend away for, you know, going to the national event. Now we're going to do some recognition, and we would like everyone that's being recognized when we ask you to line up over here against this wall when we ask you to do that. We're going to start off with rank advancements. If we've had new rank advancements from now since last Super Saturday, anyone that's fast start qualified, so they've gone to the associate level, senior associate, manager, director, executive director, any new rank advancements, please come over to this side of the room. And sponsors, sometimes you need to nudge them and give them a little bit of encouragement. They don't want to necessarily get up. Help them get over there. Give them a hand while they're lining up over there. All right, while you're coming up, let's just get your name, Your name and what your new rank advancement is. You got them? Okay. Name and new rank advancement.
Jaren Tanay Love, Senior Associates.
Nice.
Greg Seitz, Senior Associates.
Senior Associate, good man.
Judy Nelson, Director.
That was awesome. Great job, Bob. That's awesome. Awesome. That's a big deal to hit Director. That's a big deal. That is awesome. All right. Performance Club. We need to do this as quick as possible, so talk to the people around you. We get in chronological order, Performance Club. Newest qualifiers in Performance Club, up near the front, people that have been in for a long time, near the back. All of you that are qualified, state leaders, all of you, get in line. For the rest of you, the Performance Club is simply that point system. You get a point for everything you do, a point for membership, 2 points for a new recruit, another point for helping someone fast start qualify. Once you've done it for 12 consecutive months, you get 5 points a month. Once you do it for 12 consecutive months, then you get a $300 a month car allowance. If you choose to purchase or lease a BMW, then you move it up to $500 a month. So hitting that, and you can roll over 5 points a month too. So if you go to 10 points this month, you take care of this month and the next month. So let's start with our newest people in Performance Club. Name and how many months?
I'm trying to figure that out now.
1 month.
Lucian Klein, 2 months.
Yeah. Kristen Graham, 4 months.
Jim and Jan Tangelo, 4 months.
Tim Adams, 8 months, just received $150.
Nice!
Bobby Judy Nelson, 4 months again.
Kevin Ruth and Stephanie Barrett, 13 months.
Maddie and Doug Pierce, 29 months.
Ryan Parker, St. George, Utah, 30 months, driving the Beamer.
Sue Thomas, Blackfoot, Idaho, driving the Beamer, 37 months.
Jenny Spurline, Richmond, Virginia, 50 months, Beamer.
Now, 54
months,
Beamer.
You're a mess.
Steve Crabtree, 54 months.
Yay! Damian Amersheaver, Boise, Idaho, his and her Beamer is 55 months.
I'm 60-something, New Jersey.
Leroy Kimberly Edwards, Rexburg, Idaho, 63 months, and the BMW.
Kate Burns, Salt Lake City, Utah, 65, I believe. Woo!
Terry Love, out of Idaho, and 73.
Brandon Henry Smith, Pocatello, Idaho, 79 months, and money. Oh.
Dan Foster, Salt Lake City, Utah, 92 months.
Ryan Burns, we just hit 100, and we have the BMW Free Series.
Mark Cutie, Cedar Hills, Utah, I think 120.
Good job, bud.
George and Paula Wilkinson, 173 months.
More than 173, because I'm 177. They've all 177 months. All right. You guys see how many people are in Performance Club after 1 year? I mean, a lot of people. You want to have a rock solid, stable organization that qualifies you for executive director every single month? Just get a few dozen people into Performance Club. Because I don't need to motivate those people to get that $500 extra check every single month. They're like, hold on, I know where I'm at point-wise, I know where I need to be. They motivate themselves to keep that check. So, here's, you know the best way to get people in Performance Club? You be in Performance Club. Because people do what you do, not what you don't do. Lead by example. All right, BMW qualifiers. It was majority of the lineup there. All right, Idaho, top producers. We've got a lot of people that have driven 4 or 5 hours to come down for the Super Saturdays here in Utah. And so we want to recognize those people based on their numbers from their state in fifth place. Give them a hand. Nadia Gonzalez. And in fourth place, Annika Marshall. Third place is Kip Enterprises. Second place, James Richards. And the first place is Ken Darling, too. Congratulations. All right, Utah top producers. Coming in at fourth place, Chris Graff. Third place, Deanne Foster. Second place, Deanne DeBell. For the King of All Kings, Michael Lovely Uri. Come on up, Mr. Uri. Where's our winner, Michael?
Legal Shield means to me that they pay me six figures plus annually. truthfully, like I said in my testimony, it's a retirement. I realized that I didn't want to casually live my life. I didn't want to be the old guy at Walmart handing out shopping carts. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if there's what you want to do, but that's not what I want to do. With Legal Shield, we have sold somewhere just over 3,000 memberships with a 90% retention. You do the math on that. We have 6 children and 17 grandchildren. So, to put that in perspective, my grandchildren will be going to school, getting things taken care of because of work that we're doing today. That's not possible anywhere else.
That's awesome. Just for clarification, me and Mr. Judy didn't meet in handcuffs. almost. So I just bought a brand new Chrysler 300C that I like ordered from the factory and pimped it out. And I had it 2 weeks and somebody did a hit and run in the parking lot. And I tried to chase them down and they got away and I called the cops and Officer Uni was the responding officer. And if I wasn't furious about them hitting my car, then I would have recruited him. But I didn't. I wanted to kill somebody that day. True story? Yeah. But then it was only a couple weeks later that he showed up at the business briefing from somebody else I had recruited. And he was sitting in the audience and he's like, we made eye contact and we realized that we knew each other from somewhere. Then we put it together and it's like, oh, well. So he's still on my team. You know? So you don't have to be the top producer in the state, but you want to have them on your team somewhere. So, all right, let's get into recruiters. Idaho top recruiters. Tied for fourth place, Nails Jensen, Roberto Felix, and Roland Tiemann. Tied for third place, Rodney Carey Love, Jerome Love, and Social Upgrade. Second place, Susan Mahoney, Emma Rosti, and JP Enterprise Partners. And top recruiter from the state of Idaho is James Richards. I don't know if James is here. Is James here? I don't know who James Richards is. Okay. Mark Richards' nephew, cousin, somehow? Once removed? All right, okay. You have the family that day, exactly. They're related through Noah. All right. Let's go. All right. Recruiters, top recruiters in Utah. Tied for third place, Mike Bertot. Second place, Charles Kennedy, Jennifer Jensen, Mark Wheeler. And the top recruiter, Ryan and Kate Burns. Come on up.
What Legal Shield means to us. To me, more shoes. Just kidding. That's a, that's a joke. That's a joke. But really, in all seriousness, don't do that. Just the ability to be the mom that I always wanted to be. You know, going to volunteer at my daughter's school, being there every single time, and I know all of her little friends. I know the little boy she has a crush on. It's kind of weird. You get to, you know, but you get to be there. And really what Legal Shield does for me, for us, is it buys us options. And so we have the choices to go where we want to go. If we choose to take a, you know, the day off on the Wednesday afternoon and take the kids to a movie, we can do that. And we don't need to ask permission from anyone. So Legal Shield gives you options. That's amazing.
And what Legal Shield means to me is to be able to recruit a wife like this.
So, a lot of times people think, man, how do the state leaders, the top producers and recruiters almost every single month, we never have a chance at competing. The good news is, eventually they're going to run out of their warm markets. They've only been in 9 years, right? They're the top recruiters every single month. But someday they're going to run out of people that they know because they just keep recruiting so much. So just keep hanging in there. Eventually they'll run out of people to talk to. I mean, we're at 2% market penetration. So just, you know, someday we're going to run out of people and then you can win by default. All right. So last night we had a bowling bash. We have some awards and prizes from the competition. There's some pictures of it. Let's go through the bowling bash top score. Mr. James Jackson. Mr. James Jackson, you get a choice of a tie. Good thing a guy won this prize. Right. It was rigged. It was rigged from the get-go. You women didn't even have a chance. All right. Best Victory Dance winner is Dan DeAngelo. You can have a tie or you can have a nice action journal. Okay. All right. Oh, drawing first. So we entered everybody's name into an app that just does a random drawing. So we're going to have five more winners. So he's going to just hit the button and tell us whose name popped up. Lee Morgan. Lee Morgan. Oh, he's right there. Pass that back to Lee. All right, next winner.
Stephanie
and Damon, where you at? Over there?
Zella.
Where's she at? You have to be present to win.
Next winner for another action journal, Jim
DeAngelo. Jim! Couple's all about action.
All right, last action journal winner is Steve Crabtree.
Woo! Steve! card. If you got a strike, you got two cards. And then at the end of the night, it's whoever had the best poker hand. So you didn't have to be the best bowler to still win the grand prize, because you could draw better cards than the best bowler. But as you exceeded your hand, you could trade in old cards for new cards as you kept winning and stuff. So the prize would be of a almost a broken watch, a nice $150 diesel watch. Oh yeah, it just tipped over. Okay, we'll just hold it out. So very nice, nice leather watch, really nice diesel watch, and that goes to me. Thank you. Next slide. Oh, George Wilkinson. Yeah, he was our card dealer too last night too. The pitchforks and torches are in the lobby. All right, local events that you want to be plugging into coming up this next week to help build your business. I don't know if you guys are all aware of this, but we have started a luncheon in Orem for the last month at the Red Lobster right there just southeast of University Mall. And they have a $7.99 menu there. You can bring your guests there every single Tuesday at noon. We're there to do a presentation for you. We've got a lot of people saying, man, I would like to get a business briefing going down to Utah County. I've got a lot of friends down there, and they just don't have the time to drive all the way up to Salt Lake. If you have contacts and stuff down there, we need you to bring them out to these events to start building a nucleus so that we can start a business briefing down there. The leaders have dedicated time, resources, efforts to be there, but we need to see that you guys actually want it. If you guys want us to continue to be there as leaders to show up and support and build that for you. So if you know anyone in the Utah County marketplace, please on Tuesday, make sure you get them out there. Also on Friday, we have the same thing, incredible deal at the Murray Red Lobster just south of Fashion Place Mall, right off I-215. Both of them very, very professional events done for you. We also have the Clearfield Business Briefing on Mondays at 7 p.m. up at Clearfield City Hall. And then we have the business briefing here on Thursday nights, right in the room next door. But on Wednesday nights, we also have a training from 7 to 9 to teach you how to do the event. The advanced product training is going to be May 14th, and I believe we'll have Ms. Foster give you guys a little bit of background on what's going to be covering there. Give it up for Ms. Deanne Foster.
Okay, a lot of you know what the advanced product training is, but for those of you that are new, this is a corporate training that they provide for you to get to gain greater knowledge, more intense understanding of how our products work. And what that does, what that's going to give you, is confidence in yourself, in your abilities. This training will also cover how to answer objections and overcome objections. And really, an objection is just someone saying, I don't understand it quite fully yet. And so that we're going to help you understand how to do that better. And then it's also going to help you understand how to write better business. So, you know, we hear a lot about, and everybody comes to these, you know, the briefings to hear about the compensation, hear about what I get paid when I write a membership. And it's incredible compensation, wouldn't you agree? But what we don't spend a lot of time talking about is what Mr. Udy referred to when he said, I have 90% retention, persistency. And some of you might be saying, what is that? What does that mean? What that means is he's going to get paid a whole lot of money after the first year of that membership. And so what we want, you know, it's great to get paid that money up front. It's good money. But when you have good business on the books and it stays for year after year after year after year, I cannot begin to tell you the power that is, what that looks like when that starts paying out and you start getting that, it's adding up. And it starts coming into your bank account every month, no matter what. It is powerful, and it is a retirement. It is future legacy money. We want you writing good business. What APT will do is help you understand how to do that better, building a solid business that will be around for years. So this is a really great training. We want you to be there. Understand that it, you know, there's a cost. It's $20 per person, or $15 if you pre-register. So we're going to have that link up here pretty quick. You can check the calendar for those details on how to get pre-registered. But make sure that you're there. Do not miss it. It's a quarterly training. And each one focuses on a different aspect of our products. So each training is going to be a little bit different. So can we go to the next slide? Oh, by the way, May 14th. But for those of you that are in Idaho, we will be doing the APT the Friday night before on May 13th in Boise. Okay? And another thing that's great about these trainings is we get to invite our law firms to come, the provider attorneys come and visit and train us as well. So it's a great training. Don't miss it. For those of you on Southeast Idaho, you may rather just come on Saturday. We invite you to come and enjoy it on Saturday. If you're in the Boise area or, you know, Southwest Idaho area, hit that one on May 13th in the evening from 5 to 9:30. Okay? Also coming up next month, we're going to start adding a new section to our recognition portion of Super Saturday. We're going to start recognizing the B2B superstar, not superstar, B2B rising star. And believe me, when I first started and the business solutions division really appealed to me, but at that time, those many years, all those long years ago, we didn't have the incredible field training program we have now. I had to figure this thing out on my own, and I stuck with it, and I tried hard to figure it out. And I know that there are associates out there right now working in business solutions, figuring it out, plugging away, but they're a little way still from being top producer. But we want to recognize you. We want to recognize you for the work that you're doing, for the journey that you're taking, and let you know that we see it, and you're on the right path, and you're going to be there. You're just a short way away from being one of those top producers and beating out Mark Udy. Can someone please do that? Okay, so we're going to be watching. Those of you that are working in that division will be watching. We're looking for those that are sticking with it, you know, doing the deal, working hard, and you will be rewarded. And thank you. I'll turn it back to Dave.
Awesome. Another way fun thing that we're going to be doing is our Legal Shield Campout. If you haven't put this on your calendar, I'd strongly encourage you to put it up there. It's going to be July 22nd through the 24th. It's going to be up at Soapstone Basin. We'll put a map on the state website as we get closer to that and have printed flyers with exact directions on how to drive there. Even if you don't have a tent and stuff like that, we are bringing up a big wall tent. If you just want to put out a cot or an air mattress or something in there, it should be able to hold about 20 people. It's a big one, but a lot of people just bring their own campers or tents or anything else like that. And quite honestly, in July, it's nice and clear 90% of the time out there. You can just throw out a tarp and put a foam pad out there on the ground and sleep if you want to. But we not only have, you know, four-wheelers and some other fun things up there, but we just sit around the fire and tell stories and jokes and laugh our heads off, just get to know each other. It is so much fun. So we certainly encourage you. Put that on your calendar and plan on being there. And so with that said, it's my turn to get out of the way and bring up the man that we all came here to hear today, Mr. Kenny Spurlock.
Awesome, awesome. You guys have an amazing mark, and I love how you guys kind of collaborate with nearby states, with Idaho and everything. We kind of do the same thing with East, with Maryland, North Carolina, being so close. So kudos to the leadership here, with Mr. Hall and the Burns here, and of course the DVP. So give it up for your leadership. What I want to talk to you guys today about is mainly really going on a recruiting spree, if you will. Not just to beat the Burns, but that may be your goal, but really, I really want you to think about building a larger organization. The U.S. population right now is about, what, 315 million, something like that. And then, of course, in Canada, we have maybe about another 35 million or so. So let's just say about maybe 300, let's just use 300 million, okay? So we have a population of about 300 million, and we've protected as far as how many households? Right? 1.5 million households. So would you agree that we're behind? We're a little bit behind, right? And the reason being is because babies are being born faster than we can sell legal plans. Would you agree to that? Every time we protect the family, another three babies are born. So, you know, and I was laughing because Mr. Hall was just, you know, he was, you know, alluding to that. He's like, listen, you know, the population, we've only hit about 2%. And so, you know, we can't saturate the market. You're never going to run out of people. And he said, maybe one day you'll be able to catch up to the Burns when they finish running out of people. But you never run out of people, right? So that's why I struggle sometimes when I hear people say, well, who else do I talk to? I'm like, how many people do you come across every day? You'll never run out of people. So, you know, the market is basically forever. So imagine the challenge that Legal Shield has right now to try to reach over 300 million something people in two different countries. So we have a huge, huge task. So the key for us collectively, really, is to build the bigger organizations that can reach more and more of this 300 million, you know, worth of people in this population, right? And so it's going to require a lot of us to go out there and get the job done. Because people, would you believe it, are still going to be taken advantage of until you guys get there. There are going to be a lot of people still priced out of this unjust justice system until you get there. Burns, until you and your team arrive, a lot of people, you know, again, they won't even know where their next paycheck is coming from. Until you arrive, with you and your team showing them an opportunity like Legal Shield. And you know, it's just unfortunate, right? They're going to be standing in the middle of the desert waiting for their ship to come in until Mr. Parker arrives with his organization, right? Saying hello, right? Making new friends, shaking hands, handing out a tool. Some of you just won some nice tools, right? These people are going to be priced out and taken advantage of until you and your organizations get there. So I want you guys to start expanding your thinking. All right, we have a goal of reaching a lot of people by 2020, so we don't have time for small-minded thinking or small-minded people, okay? So you got to start expanding your thinking, which means PCQ qualifiers, you got to reach your share. Executive directors, calling on you to reach your share. Ring earners, Millionaire Club members, Mr. Dave Hall, you got to reach your share. Brand new associates in the room. Or maybe you're thinking about joining today. Maybe this is your first event and you're joining today. You've got to reach your share, right? Because again, these people are looking for you. They're looking for you. So go on what I'm going to call a fast track recruiting program because we are behind. And what I find fascinating is that Legal Shield has been in business for how long? 44 years, right? Would you agree that there are more people now facing more legal situations than when we started? Right? So how does it happen? We got to reach these people, right? People are just, they're just priced out of the justice system. They're being taken advantage of by these enormous amounts of legal fees. And we've been in 44 years, so we've got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. Got a lot of work to do. And what's going to be vitally important as we go all out on this massive recruiting spree is your story with inside of the Legal Shield story. A lot of people say, I don't know how to really do the business. Well, really, we're not really selling the business. We're selling the stories. The stories is what's most compelling for people to hear, right? Because what we say, facts tell, but the stories what? Stories sell. So it's going to be your personal story, the testimonials, right? Put this in your notes. Master the testimonials. Master the testimonials because this is what the business is about, right? Changing lives and creating stories that can relate to the different individuals. Everybody's story is not going to relate to everyone. But again, as you master your story, you may relate to that next person. That's why it's so important for people to be at the briefings and be at the meetings, because maybe your story may not relate to the person you brought, but it may relate to somebody else's guest. Right? We're all in this thing together, right? Right? So master the testimonies. And we need all the stories. You know, I know sometimes people get tired of hearing just the leader's story, the executive director, the money earners, the ringer, the millionaire. We need the early stories. Hey, I just got started.
and I've already made $300 my first week. Somebody in the audience may can relate to that better than hearing somebody that's made $100,000 in a 12-month period. All right, so we need all the stories, the early stories. There's no story too small. So master your story. What is it for you? What was wrong, or what did you see that wasn't all the way right in your life? Why you chose to look at Legal Shield as a way to get out of it, and what has it done for you so far? So, it's always going to be the stories. Because I feel like, for example, when you come to a presentation, and especially for the associates, you know, we try to keep the presentation, it's about an hour or so. Again, you know, I went over today because I wanted to make sure that you guys heard enough stories that you can take back into your market and utilize. Because we call it Robin Duplicate, right? All right, R&D, so that you can have enough stories. That's, when I was starting the business, I was trying to figure out how do I do this thing, and I started listening to these calls. I'm like, why do I keep listening to the same stuff over and over and over and over again? And I know some of you probably been there. Why do I go to the presentations over and over and over again? But then a light bulb went off one night. I was listening to one of the recruiting calls, and somebody gave a story, and it was the answer to a rebuttal or to a question I had received from a prospective member that I didn't know how to answer. And when I heard this story, I was like, man, if I'd heard this, if I'd have known this, I could have told this to this person. And they may have been able to relate to it. And so it was that point that I said, you know what, I can't miss another recruit call. I can't miss another event on the chance that I may miss another story. So you want to master the testimonials, okay? Also, because again, you know, we come to the trainers to get the information. We get the knowledge, right, because that reaches the heads of people. But it's the stories that reach the hearts of people. And people will make a better decision or make a quicker decision when it's more emotional than just coming from their head, right? Because if you get to the hearts of people, you can really reach them in this business, okay? So you're going to inspire more people by the stories. And again, we got to keep on accelerating this recruiting spree, right? And again, people's lives are going to be, they're going to be unhappy with the way things are going in their life until you bring them an opportunity like Legal Shield to change it. People are going to go unrecognized. They're going to be in the darkness until you bring them into the light. Think about some of the things you've done on your job. And you're like, man, the only recognition I got was a certificate. I don't know about you, but a certificate never paid a bill in my house. How about you? All right, 30, 10, 20 years, they give you a certificate or a watch, right? So people are going unrecognized until you bring them into this Legal Shield family, this community, and you shower them with the recognition that we do. That's why no recognition is too small. You bring a person in, they sold their first membership, recognize them for it. Give them that congratulations. Because now, they go to work where they're tolerated, but we celebrate here people with Legal Shield, right?
Yeah.
So you got to bring people in so they can get that recognition. And as we continue to do this and bring in more folks into this family, I want you to realize every person, as far as a Legal Shield associate, plays a role. There's no role too big or too small. Everybody's going to play a role in this. So presenters, if you've been doing presentations and luncheons, continue to master your presentations. Trainers, continue to master your training materials. If you're a brand new associate just getting started and the leadership asks you to participate, always say yes. Always say yes. You know, they come to you and they say, and of course you guys are not new, but they say, Damien, Amber, you know, would you mind standing at the door greeting all the new guests coming in and shaking their hands? Say yes. All right? If they say, hey, listen, do you mind reaching all the new associates, escorting them to their seat, maybe sharing with them a brief testimony of your story, saying that, hey, look, if I can do it, I just got started, you can do it too. You know, welcome home, welcome to the Legal Shield family. Always say yes, because everybody plays a role as they're coming in. Because we're trying to create an environment that people want to come back to, right? All right, so we want to create that brief. And so, because again, you know, I know for me, I used to go to work, and I used to hate Sunday nights because I knew Monday what was coming. Right, I dreaded walking out that door knowing what I was going to have to go into. And I knew every single day I walked into that building and it didn't have my name on it, I was walking in there building somebody else's dreams. But that Tuesday night, that one night a week that I came to that briefing, it was refreshing to me. Because I got around like-minded people that were cheering for others. Right, I go to work, they were just there, just waiting for me to finish my job and get me out of there. Right? But here, I mean, it was exciting to be in the briefing, right? And it's that kind of that refreshing. It's that energy that you get that one night a week. It's just like going to church. Anybody ever go to church and you feel full, revitalized, you feel like you're filled with the Spirit, and you get out in your car and somebody cuts you off, you're about to lose your religion, right? That quick. And you're like, Lord, I got to wait till next Sunday to go back to church. Lord. All right? So, it's, you know, again, so it's that one night a week, and that's why you always come back. right? You always come back. And people say, well, why do I go more than, you know, I got once a week? Why do I go more than once? Have you ever taken a shower just once in a month? Right? So just imagine, just look at the briefing as a shower, right? And it's only once a week, which is still, right? So if you're not going to the briefing, all right, just imagine your briefing, your business could be stinking if you're not showing up to the briefing, right? All right. So again, you want to make sure that we're going. And as we do this, I want to speak to now the veteran associates and because I've done this in different marketplaces, I've done it in ours, because I've seen it everywhere. We got to stop taking this thing for granted. Right, we have one of the most blessed opportunities out there, and some people are simply playing around with this thing. All right, they're not taking advantage of what they have, and you know, people will talk. Hey, look, I want to be successful. I want to. And you've heard them. You've had some people that you said, "Oh man, I want to make $1 million in this business. Oh, I'm gonna get the BMW. I'm gonna be your next ring earner." And then you gotta convince them to come out to the briefing. Right, so. It's one thing to talk about it, but you got to be in action. And you got, again, and he said it first. If you want people in Performance Club, you got to do what? You got to be in Performance Club. Right? So you got to start. And look, it's not going to hold. Remember, I mentioned in my presentation, and I hate when I hear people say, I don't like to join or be a part of get-rich-quick schemes, and then they join Legal Shield and expect to get rich overnight. There's going to be some work involved in this thing. There's going to be some work involved, and you got to, look, success is very deliberate and intentional. And it's not going to be found in your convenience. If you only go to the briefing, you only go to the super center, you only go to the conventions when you feel like it, guess what? Legal Shield may pay you when they feel like it. People treat this thing like a hobby and wonder why they're being paid like a hobby. People say, oh, you know, I want Legal Shield to change my life. Well, work this business like your life depended on it. No one should have to convince you or talk to you about working your business and tell you what, the things you need to do. The system is already laid out there. And no, I'm not speaking to one person in particular. I didn't go through the Burns or Mr. Hall and say, hey, listen, who should I beat up on in the Super Saturday? I don't know none of your story, but I'm just speaking to the person who's receiving it, if that makes sense, okay? So, again, you got to get rid of the excuses. At some point, you got to start accepting responsibility for your business, because it's your business, right? Now, we get support and we get help from the leadership, but this is your business. And what I found is that, you know, sometimes in the different marketplaces, people want to sit around and they blame other folks. Oh, well, you know, maybe it's different out in Virginia. Maybe you have more leadership. Maybe more people out there take your phone calls. Or maybe the briefing is run this way. Or maybe this and that. Listen, the longer you sit around and point the finger and blame people for your success, you got to wait for them to change in order for things to change for you. How long have you got to wait? Because they can, you know, what we say, the haters, they got all day, right? So if you got to wait for them to change, and, you know, you get to wait, they're holding your business up, okay? And as the leaders in the business, we got to be mindful of our team when we start to see what we call the drifters. What that means is you can get a person going, they can be excited, right? And they'll start working the business, and then all of a sudden, 2 months from now, you don't see them show up for the briefing. They stop returning your calls. They stop returning your texts. And what's happening is that the immediate success that they had, all of a sudden, they got a no. And it was the biggest shell shock of their life. And they got another no. And sometimes people find more convenience in something that they hate than being stretched out of their own comfort zone. Right? So they talk to you when they got started. They say, oh, I hate my job. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to do this. But then all of a sudden, when you call them asking why they can't come to the briefing, they say, oh, because I signed up for this new project at work, or my job has me doing this, and this and that, and they start to give the excuses. And what's happened is they're suffering from opportunity blindness. They come to the briefing, their success is starting to hit a halt, and they see all these other people paraded up in the front giving their success stories, and they're wondering, could it ever be, you know, happen for them? And you got to start remembering, man, this is why it's so vitally important as you're starting your new associates out and you're going through their game plan to know what their why is. Remember the first step document, that why, asking what their why is wasn't just there for us to do it. It's for you to remind them, listen, man, I thought you said you was doing this for your mom. Right? I thought this was much bigger than you. I thought you said you were doing this because you had a loved one that had a medical procedure and you didn't know how they were going to pay for it. Right? So you got to be able to start reminding them of why they got this, you know, because they're going to start going back to their comfort zones, okay? And maybe, and I know sometimes when I've heard some trainings and I'm like, man, this, you know, this guy isn't speaking to everybody, he's speaking directly to me. Right? And it's like, man, he's been reading my journal. He's reading my diary. And maybe this is to you. This is speaking to you. And one of the things that God put on me to let you guys know, look, if God has promised it to you already, it's there waiting on you. It's just that you have to receive it internally. If you don't believe it will happen, you'll never be able to receive it. So you got to start receiving this thing, and you have to start, look, whatever you're seeking, it's already seeking you. You just got to go out there and obtain it. Right, Mr. Jackson, I was having that conversation just yesterday, right? So somebody in this room may be going through something right now. They don't know how in the world they're going to get through the mess that they're in. But let me tell you, God, and I say this all the time, don't let what you're going through right now abort what you're going to. Right, you can write that down in the notes. Don't let what you're going through abort what you're going to, because God will take your mess and will make it a message for somebody else. Okay? And I'm not trying to get all religious on you, but I'm just trying to let you know this thing is so much bigger than you and I. I originally joined Legal Shield because I wanted to make money, right? We all had that, like, oh man, I want to be rich. But I started to realize this is not for me. And as I started to hit roadblocks and stumbling blocks, I said, I'm going through these things because I'm going to have to lead somebody through this. You can't lead somebody through something you've never been through yourself. So all the things that we went through, people say, oh man, they hear the success story. They hear the success story of Mr. Hall getting the ring, you know, with the second year, I think it was. The first, second year. We got ours in 3.5. And that sounds great. But I believe you can learn more from the failures of people than you can from their success. So a lot of people don't know the things that we went through to get to this ring. Right? My first year in the business, we got started in 2012. We started rock and roll. We started building a team. Would you believe that by the end of 2012, our entire team quit on us? And of course, I took it personal because I thought they were quitting on us, but they were really quitting on their own self, their own dreams. And I had mentally said, man, you know what? In 2012, I said, I will never recruit another person ever, ever. I'm tired of being an adult babysitter. Anybody ever felt like that? Be honest. I'm tired of trying to convince these people to do what they said they wanted to do, right? And I said, I will never recruit another person. You know what? I'm just going to go do B2B. I didn't even know what B2B was, right? Have you ever watched the show Martin? Like, the only B2B I was reading is what he called Pam, right? BB, right? That's the only BB I knew. And I didn't know, that's what I was going to do. I was going to start marketing the business because I could control that. But my sponsor at the time said, listen, no, you got the wrong attitude. He said, stop trying to attract the right people. You got to become the person that you're trying to attract. Once you become that person, you won't have to worry about finding the right people. The right people will find you. And I wasn't where I needed to be. Alright? And so that simple shift in philosophy and thinking, I had to go on more of a personal development program, and I started reading more books and becoming the person. And you know, that's the only way I can explain how we went from never wanting to recruit again to becoming in 2013, 14, and 15 the number one recruiters in the state of Virginia, number six, and number 8 the last 3 years in the entire company in recruiting. But how does that happen? Again, a mess into a message. Same thing, 2013. We had just hit executive director. We got our BMW. Everything seemed like it was going on the right path. And in July, the end of July, beginning part of August, my six-figure ringer, my sponsor, brought me in. It was one of my good friends. Decided to turn his back on me and leave me in the company and try to recruit me to another opportunity. Right? So I can imagine the crossroads I'm at now. I'm still trying to get a feel for this Legal Shield thing. One of my best friends, my sponsor, all of a sudden now tells me Legal Shield isn't the way to go. Right? And I could have easily said and been blinded and said, you know what, I'm going with you. Because, you know, I don't want to be here by myself. But I understood that, listen, there's people already, because we started building another team now. I'm like, man, I got people that I'm responsible for. Right? Now, you've already shown me your true colors. Right? What you're doing right now speaks volume about your ethics. I can't do that to these people. So we decided to stay. And again, that's when I realized I'm going through this because other people have gone through this or we'll go through this, and I need to lead them and show them how we were able to make it through. When he left, you know, our business skyrocketed, actually. You know, we went on and graded 6 BMW drivers. We got to as high as silver executive director, and we got the ring without him. When I was told that I would never make the ring in Legal Shield, right? And I learned at that moment, when there's people cheering for you, but there's just as many people rooting for you to fail. And you got two options. You can prove them right or you can prove them wrong. Either way, the option is yours. The choice is yours. And I chose to prove them wrong. So again, that's what we call, again, a mess into a message, right? So it will happen. It will happen. And if it happened for us, it will happen to you. You got to start speaking this thing into existence as well. Have you ever heard that words have extreme power over your life? Right? So you got to start speaking these things. Anybody heard of the I am factor? And basically what that means is the I am factor, the premise behind that is that anything you say after the words I am, those words go on a mission to find you. They will seek you down and they will attach themselves to you. So, you know, you ever heard somebody say, oh man, I am suffering, or I am sick, or I am broke. Guess what? You're inviting what? More brokenness, more sickness. You're inviting that thing in your life. So start speaking power over. Say, I am an executive director. I said, see, I am a what? I am a ringer, right? That's affirmations, right? And it finds you. I'm trying to tell you. I would come to events just like the associates that sit in the, you know, the third, fourth, or fifth row. And I said, what did they do to get up to these tables? And they, you know, these were the performance club, these were executive directors. And I said, I am an executive director. 2013 was my second convention, but it was the first convention I was able to get my wife to, right? Because she and I kind of butted heads when we got started. She didn't know we were in the business until I invited people over for a PBR. She was like, why are all these people coming to our house? I don't advise that. Probably not a good idea, Mr. Hall. All right? So instead of having a companion, I almost formed an enemy in my own home with the business, right? So 2013 was my first time getting her to a convention. And we were at Oklahoma City, where we're going this July. And at the, where is it? What's the arena? It's the Cox Community Cox Convention Center. And we were sitting way up in the rafters in the nosebleeds. And then out on the floor, all these seats. And my wife is, you know, she's real big in her sorority. She's president of her sorority and all these other organizations. So she's like, she said, why are we up here? What did we do to sit down there on that floor? And I said, well, babe, I guess those are the executive directors. You know, they've earned their right to sit down there on the floor. She said, well, listen, I'm still trying to learn this Legal Shield thing. And if you want me to be a part of it, now, and I'm not saying my wife is bougie, but she said to me, she said, if you want me to start coming to these conventions, I don't sit up in the nosebleeds. I sit down there with the important people. So if you want me to be a part of it, you get us down there on that floor. And I said, well, okay, well, that's what it's going to be then. I am an executive director. So I had to speak this thing into existence. We started saying we were ring earners way before the ring came. And you got to start doing that too, right? You have to start doing it. And you have to get excited about what we do. That excitement should start to exude through you. Now, I'm not saying be crazy. It's a fine line. Okay? I'm not saying every person you see, you just start, no. There's a fine line, but be excited. No one should be able to talk you out of what you do. Right? You should have enough back about the success stories that you've heard, and again, create your own success story, that no one should be able to talk you out of this business, right? You should have the excitement and enthusiasm and just that feeling of, look, I know this is right, inside you like a child. You ever try to talk a child out of something they believe is right? You ever try to tell them no? They're like, but, right? My daughter Kennedy, from birth, you know, we bred her different, like, you know, religious stories, little child Bible books or whatever, and she got it at her daycare. So she's now in preschool. And they were having a conversation about whales in preschool, and they were talking, and the teacher said, hey, listen, even though a whale is a very, very large mammal, we all agree, right? She said, as large as these whales are, they don't have the throat capacity to even possibly swallow a human being. So Kennedy, being a smart child as she is, said, well, what about Jonah? Jonah was swallowed by a whale. So the teacher kind of a little bit bothered by her remark or her smart statement says, I understand that was a story. But whales do not have the throat capacity to possibly swallow a human. It's not possible. So Kennedy again says, okay, well, I guess when I get to heaven, I'll ask Jonah what really happened. Right? We stop there. The teacher comes back and says, well, Miss Kennedy, what if Jonah went to hell? And Kennedy says, well, you asked me. Right? So, you can't talk her out of it, right? So people should be able to talk you out of legal shield. Remember, this thing is about peaking interest. Right? All we're doing is out there peaking interest. And until you're able to pique somebody's interest, you're nothing more than an interruption. An interruption of their normal daily scheduled program, right? So you got to learn how to start being a master interest peaker. That's the term, right? So you got to just start peaking interest and letting people know what it is. And so this basically is going to speak volumes about your approach, right? Volumes about how you are approaching people. Because let me ask you a question. I know this is going to kind of sound crazy. What do we sell in Legal Shield? Anybody want to take a guess?
Protection.
Open opportunity.
Peace of mind.
Protection. Confidence.
Protection.
Empowerment.
Dream.
Beliefs. All those are great. But really, in Legal Shield, what you're selling you. You are selling you. If Mr. Hall is approaching me about Legal Shield, I'm judging him more so than the information that he's presented to me. I want to know that if what Legal Shield is doing for him, do I want that same thing for myself? So that goes to the way he's coming off at me, the way he's dressed, the way he's approached. I want to know if I want to come off to my family and friends the way that Mr. Hall is coming off to me. You ever heard the term that how you're coming off to me, your presence, the things that you're doing speak so loudly, I can't hear a word you're saying? So they're looking at all of that, right? And they want to make sure, also, we know how we always say third-party resources, right? I want to know that the way Mr. Hall is coming off to me, do I feel comfortable enough to put him in front of my family and friends? Am I going to scare them off, right? So that could be a good or a bad thing. So again, you want to make sure that your approach is right. And that, you, like I said, you got to get excited. Anybody heard of the word enthusiasm? You got to have excited enthusiasm with Legal Shield. The most important letters in the word enthusiasm are the last four. I-A-S-M. That stands for I am sold myself. Some people in this room are not even sold themselves on Legal Shield. How do you build confidence in Legal Shield? Well, some people, would you believe it or not, join the Shield, sell the membership, and not even use the membership themselves? Right? How, and I know you've heard it too. You ever heard somebody ask to join the business say, well, do I got to get the membership too? What do you mean you have to get the membership? All right? How do you sell something that you don't even know if it works? All right? So you got to get enthusiastic on this, right? Stop being what we call secret agents of Legal Shield. How many people even know that's what you do? If a person had an issue right now, they had a problem, wouldn't they even know to come to you to get the membership? Or are you just kind of, as you go along, I may tell this person that I do membership. I may tell this person about the membership, right? How dare you let the people that you love and care about go through life? Now, they may not tell you all their issues, but there's some things going on that you may be a blessing to them, and you're being quiet with your opportunity. Who gave you the right to be mediocre in this business? My sponsor, the guy who left, he had a younger brother. And his younger brother played basketball. He was maybe about a couple years younger than us. He played basketball down in Petersburg, Virginia. And he played ball with this guy. His name was Tremaine Neverson. And they were in practice, and they'd be, different things or whatever, off-season working out. And Tremaine liked to sing. And if you ever played sports, a guy singing in the locker room is not too cool, right? So they were like, dude, why don't you shut up? Stop all that singing. Right? We're in here trying to get dressed and everything. You're singing and everything. And they said, you don't even sound that good. Stop singing. All right? But he didn't stop. He participated and church choirs. He sung in talent shows at the school. You know, even though some people were saying, listen, man, singing thing after you, why don't you just stay with basketball? He kept on singing his song. And one day he participated in one of the talent shows for the school, and, you know, some music publishers or producers were in the audience, and they liked what they heard. And they said, they came up to him after, they said, listen, we want to bring you into the studio. We've been working on some tracks, and we want to hear your voice in the studio over these tracks to see how you sound. And, I mean, he absolutely blew them away. And they signed him to a multi-million dollar deal. Now, I said his name was Tremaine Nevison. And if any of you have ever heard an ounce of R&B or, you know, any music like that, you would know him as Trey Songz. He could have stopped a long time ago when people told him that that singing thing wasn't for him. But he kept on singing his song. How many people are you singing your song to today and during the week? For the right person. All it takes is one person to hear this. You're one person away from a financial explosion in your business. You're one person away. All right? You're one person away. So stop procrastinating with your success, okay? Let everybody know what it is that you do. I want you to grind so hard at your business that you no longer have to introduce yourself. As you walk in the room and people know you as, that's the legal shield guy, that's the legal shield gal. But in a good way, not, oh Lord, that's the legal shield gal. No, that, you want to make sure that you no longer have to even introduce yourself. They know you, they come up and introduce themselves to you. Be the type of person in this business and in life that when you wake up in the morning and your feet hit the floor, the devil says, oh hell, they are. All right? Stop procrastinating with your success. Start doing this right now. It's time to get into championship mode, okay? Stop cheating yourselves. Stop spending majority of your time on those things that are not going to move you forward or with the people that are not going to move you forward, all right? Sometimes you're going to have to take some losses. That may be family or friends. I joined the business and I learned the hard way. Sometimes your family and friends will be the people that disappoint you the most. You're like, oh, no, I'm joining them. I'm going to sign up all my family members. May not work that way. May not work that way. You may have a big circle of influence. Sometimes you may have to go outside of the influence. I can count on my one hand the number of what I call best friends that are even a partner with me in League 2 or that even have the membership. It's just something about it that it just couldn't connect with me. Or just, you start to find out who your true friends are, right? And so sometimes you're going to have to leave some people behind, not because you just are trying to disassociate yourself with them, but you can't help people get out of problems being the same person you were when those problems were created. So as my mentor, Mr. Self, says, sometimes you got to leave out and sell out to be able to come back and help out. Okay? So again, you're going to have to start making changes. Are you going to get criticized along the way? Maybe so. Right? But I'm just asking you, don't be distracted. Sometimes the only taste of success that people have is when they take a bite out of you. Don't be distracted by it, okay? You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving forward because, again, this thing is way bigger than you. Keep moving in your purpose, right? Because when this thing starts to click, and I know some of the leaders have had that moment, you can't even hardly sleep, right? You can't even sleep at night. And that's okay. The reason why you can't sleep is because your reality is going to be sometimes bigger than some people's dreams, right? And so it's okay. So if it's just starting to hit and you can't sleep at night, that's okay. I want you guys to keep going and just keep moving into your purpose. Listen, it's time to get into championship mode. We got how many members that does the NFL want by 2020? 14 million, right? 14 million, and we have what? 1.5. So there's a big chunk out of there, so you got to start reaching your share. So with that, Utah, listen, I thank you for allowing me to come out here to the semi-West Coast to bless you guys with this information. Listen, it's been an honor. I've been more blessed by your presence and your energy than I have been to you. So I thank you guys. I thank the leadership for having me. Let's get into championship mode. Let's create more ring earners and Legal Shield. God bless you guys. Let's knock this thing out the park. Here, speaking to my chest. There we go.
All right, we're good now. We got a nice little card from State Leadership for you. And also, we didn't think it would be right that Mr. Wilkinson be the only one going home with a nice watch.
Oh, wow.
This watch, you know what time it is? It's always time to come back to Utah.
Oh, wow.
There you go, my friend. Stuff. All right. Got a little bit more. We're going to he has a video queued up. Did you want to?
Right. Yes, cue that video, please. I want you guys to take this in and digest about a minute long. Video.
Couple minutes. All right. Got one more video for y'all.
I want you to ponder these four questions. First question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn? Share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you going to do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now, here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Awesome. Where did you get that video? On YouTube. Jim Rohn, why not? Jim Rohn, why not now? Jim Rohn, why not you? I got goosebumps just watching that. Another little pearl, find something that stirs you deep inside and start your day with it every day. And what you'll find out is you'll find other little video clips or some or music or songs. A lot of you use, you know, songs for workouts. Why do they, you know, so you go to the gym and you see tons of people walking around with headphones on. Right, Mr. Udy? Yes. Mr. Udy would be an expert on this. Why do so many people listen to music at the gym? Drives you further, keeps you focused on what you're doing. I don't know if you guys have been driving down the road and all of a sudden a song comes on and you just feel like You got to tap your feet. You got to pound the steering wheel a little bit. You got to all of a sudden start moving, doing something. It motivated you to do something you wouldn't have done if you didn't hear it. Find something that motivates you to do something you wouldn't have done if you didn't hear it. There are amazing waterproof Bluetooth speakers that just suck you up to the side of the shower wall. Find a playlist of good music, motivational songs, speeches, talks, something that motivates you. Every single one of you spend 15, 20 minutes in the bathroom getting ready every morning, at least. At least. I'm talking for the quick people, the people with like no hair on their head. They just got to get in and get out real quick, okay? But a shower and brush for your teeth, we're 15, 20 minutes in there. Some of you spend hours. But all you got to do is you walk in, you hit play, and for the next 15 minutes, you were just standing in there. Anyway, why not have something that just gets you so jacked up for the day that you can't wait to get out there and share with somebody your vision in life, what you're going to do. While seeing that, they had a real brief clip of Nick Vujicic in there. And years ago, me and a business partner, Travis Alexander, were down in Arizona, and a friend of ours had invited us over to his apartment complex to hang out. We go over there, and we're hanging out at the pool, and I look over on a lawn chair, and there's a guy laying there with no arms and no legs. And I had no idea who it was. And I'm like, you know, you got sunglasses on, so you can kind of do the stare out of the corner of your eyes. You don't want to stare, you pretend like, I'm just looking over here. Really, you're like, I'm like, that guy has no arms, no legs. I'm like, how did he get in here? There's no wheelchair around. I'm like thinking, seriously, you know he walked in here and he wouldn't roll across that hot parking lot in Arizona. Trust me, I'm walking from his apartment to there. And I'm like, trying to get in there, like he's over there, and I'm like, man. And then you start with, is he alive? Just and all these things going through. And I lay down, I put my sunglasses on, I'm laying there, and the traffic next thing I hear this splash. And I look up, and he's not on the lawn chair anymore. He's in the water. Now you're thinking, do I dive in and save him? Did he fall asleep? You don't sleepwalk with no arms and legs, but maybe you sleep roll. Maybe he meant to just roll over and fell in. And so you're at that point where you're just like, do I dive in and save him or not? Nope. Just like the seal, you start cruising around the pool. So they're swimming, no arms, no legs, swimming. Coming up for air, swimming around the stuff, made it over the steps, got out, rolled back over, got back on his lawn chair, and I was like, holy cow. Like, this is mind-boggling. And so, as me and Travis got in the pool, we went over and just started talking to him, and he had this cool Australian accent. And we started talking to him more and stuff like that. And we stayed there for hours talking to him. And I had no clue that this guy was just like on Oprah. That this guy's a world-renowned motivational speaker. Neither me or Travis knew anything about this. And we're just like, we ain't got a pen and pencil to take notes. I don't have an iPhone here to take a selfie with them. Nothing. We left everything in the apartment and stuff. If I had known who I was talking to at that time, I'd have been like, oh, hold on one second. I'm going to go get a camera at night. I'm going to hire a photographer. Hold on, I will be right back. I want a picture with you. Now, the cool thing is, Travis went home and put it on his blog. And he talks about it on his blog that day. He put a whole big one-page thing on his blog. And later, you know, we realized together who it was. Now, since then, Travis has been murdered. A lot of you know our business partner, the trial that happened and stuff. But his blog is always out there for me to reflect on and go back and read and see about that. That day, that moment that I got to hang out with Nick. And I just never know who you're going to run into every single day. And seeing that clip just went, brought back like a flood of memories. I was like, I got to get that clip and play that. If you're ever having kind of a slow day or something, it's like, I need to just step it up a little bit. I'm like, boom, I can hit that play. And all of a sudden, boom, it just come back to me, reality, what's going on. I'm going to talk about next month, and then I'm going to finish a little bit different. You guys all ready to find out who's coming next month?
Yes.
This is And thank you, Burns, for constantly finding new, awesome, awesome people. Getting Mr. Spurlock to come all the way out from the East Coast. And by the way, let me just show the character of what we're talking about. For everyone on Mr. Spurlock's team, that he made money coming out here to work with you this weekend, just go ahead and stand up. He don't even need to turn around and look. He's like, I don't even need to check and see if anyone. There's not too many companies where people will take days away from their spouse and their kids and travel all across the United States for absolutely zero financial gain. Absolutely zero. And if you know what this man's time is worth per hour, oh my gosh, we have to stroke a check for that, for the 3 days that he's here. Like, we'd all be in the poorhouse, okay? So that's the type of character of leaders in this company that we have. And next month is absolutely no different. We have a gentleman whose family immigrated here to America from, I believe it was Vietnam. Was it Vietnam? Laos. Right next door. Laos. And his stories of family members being shot at and hiding and the hell that they went through to get just a piece of freedom. And then to come here not even speaking the language, understand the culture or anything else like that, and then to make a six-figure income in a company working from the comfort of your home, owning a beautiful home, nice cars, and being able to be literally a rock star in our company. You guys, next month we have Mr. Oh, we got a movie first. Well, you're going to see in the movie then, I guess. Lights! We got a movie. I forgot, Mr. Wait. Hold on a minute. You got to just wait. And wait. Yeah? Should be there. I'm going to take you on a little journey, a little bit of a history trip. This was my presentation folder for many years. This has done thousands of presentations in this business. George, remember, I used to carry this to every single business briefing, every single event, because when I got started in the business, we didn't have the nice tools that you guys have today. We didn't have nice social media things. We didn't have the internet, period. We didn't have webinars. We didn't have Skype, Facebook. We didn't even, we had a videotape. But the problem is, if you wanted to go to meet with someone at a Starbucks, you're going to pack in your big old TV, your VCR, and set it all up. No. So you had to get good at just telling the story over and over and over again. And so this was my presentation packet for many, many years. Who knows what today is? 16. What's significant about the 16th of April? You can phone a friend. You have a lifeline. Here's what's important about today. Today is my anniversary. Standing in with my wife. Yeah, that's our wedding picture. That's our wedding picture. You'll never find anybody else with that wedding picture. I promise you that. Okay. So, 16 years ago, I decided to get married. And it has definitely been a journey. You can ask my wife. I mean, on the 16th, 22 years ago, yeah. He's got an 18-year-old kid. He's like, oh, 22 years. Now, there are a lot of people on your team that are not here today and on my team, and you know what? They have something important. You know what? I can't make it to your Super Saturday because we're planting new roses in our flower garden today. You know, gotta water the lawn. Yes, it's real planning day. You guys better do better than her. And so they've made a choice not to be here because they had something important. And for the last 16 years, now I'm getting the math right here, been in Legal Shield. And we have rearranged celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, significant dates in all of our families' lives to make sure that we do what gives us what we want. What we want is ultimate time and financial freedom. And we've got to do the business so that we can have time freedom and financial freedom. So I let my wife know, hey, I know it's our anniversary. We'll take off in the evening, get a babysitter. We're out of here and stuff, but it's Super Saturday. That's where I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to show you when I sat down with a prospect many years ago. I still have. I would start off with my why. So I would start off with pictures of my family. In fact, I only have two kids. Okay, I know not everyone can see it. And I would show them, I'd say, this is why I'm in Legal Shield. I'd turn the page and I'd say, this is my car that I was driving when I was introduced to Legal Shield. My salvage title Geo Metro. You know, it says no side view mirrors on it, no hubcaps, half white, half primer. Nice car. But within a few years, I was driving a Ford F-250 Power Stroke truck. This is the car I bought when Mr. Udy and I met, the Chrysler 300Z, and I've shown the evolution of went from here to here, but by the time, you know, the internet and stuff came in, I wasn't using this flip book, so I hasn't been updated with the last different things. This is the house we built up Hobble Creek Canyon. That's the house we live in today. This is a gentleman that I met up in Idaho. When I met him, his wife had just kicked him out of the house, filed for divorce, and he moved into a trailer park. And within 1 year, he bought his own house, bought a Tahoe cash, and he went from literally midlife crisis, absolute despair, to all of a sudden feeling a value of worth and stuff like that. So I tell them stories of other people that we got going with. This, we used to actually get a car allowance check. We used to have a watermark with a Corvette in it. We used to actually get a check every month. Now it's just direct deposited into our bank account. This is a magazine that our company would send out. They used to send out a monthly magazine called The Connections. And on this, there's a picture of Mr. Wilburn Smith with me and my wife. And he's holding a briefcase there. And in that briefcase, he gave that to me and my wife on stage at convention for being the top recruiters in the company that year. When we got off stage, had $10,000 cash in that briefcase. So I show him a progression of going from literally minimum wage broke driving a wrecked car to all of a sudden having a briefcase full. And I go through celebrities in the NFL and stuff that have been on my team that I've worked with, attorney generals, and I go through stories, all different kinds of things that I've used the legal services for, story after story after story. You know, Mr. Beauty recognizes some of these just from working out and stuff like that. But anyhow, you didn't write me a ticket. I've got tons of stories that I kept, and I'm going to get to the back. because what they want to know is the money. Show me the money. I keep a paycheck stub of my previous job before Legal Shield, and it shows that my paycheck after 2 weeks was $758.51. Now that's with a wife and two kids. So that's $1,500 a month. So I remind myself what I'm worth on the open market if I decide to quit Legal Shield and go back to this. But then I show them what was at the time a current bank stub. Dave Hall, doing business as Prepaid Legal Services. I show them the deposit sections down here. I won't be able to show everyone. I'll show Mr. Spurlock. Deposits that month happened on the 4th, 5th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th, 16th. Yeah, daily deposit set for the weekends, 17th, 18th, 19th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 6th, 29th, 30th, and the first of the next month. And who's paying me? Prepaid legal commission, prepaid legal commission, prepaid legal commission. Just daily amounts, 607, 284, 650, 494, 343, 800, 694, 690, 196. That was a bad day. But the next day we made up for it, 1,283, 393, 1,172. What was the income that month in prepaid legal deposits?
$15,965.11.
Okay. Now, when was this?
That was 2002.
That was 2002. Now, why do I show that to them way back then? I don't plot bank statements and stuff like that today. I have a lot better system that everyone can do called Prospect by Legal Shield. But here's where I want to get to. I went to so many trainings to learn how to go from $1,500 a month to $15,000 a month. And every time I had to leave the state, I kept my training badge or ticket stub. Remember, we've done the color test numerous times? See all the color test things? These are all the times that I took the color test. Every one of these is a different ticket, out of state, out of state. So when you factor in, the ticket for these events was $60. Then the airfare or hotel or food and rent a car and all that added up, you're anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per event that I went to. Per event that I went to. Per event, per event, per event, per event, per event, per event. And it goes through. And then the corporate events that I went to, where, you know, we talked about Oklahoma and how important it is to. And I went there, you know, as just an executive director, then as a bronze executive director, then as a silver executive director. You see the progression that's happening and stuff like that. Then I showed up back as a gold executive director. Finally showed up at an event as a platinum executive director. And it's just one event after another. In fact, I've got to show you this. This is a really cool thing. They had a training that we could fly in for. And it was called Putting the Net in Network Marketing. And this was back in 2003. We finally had a website. We were on the internet and nobody knew what the hell they were doing. So they had an event you could fly into to learn how to run the internet. Putting the net in network marketing. They had to train us on how to use a website and how to enroll people and stuff. Because all we'd ever done, we were making a six-figure income and all we'd ever done is fill out paperwork. And finally, we had to travel to learn how to use the internet out there and stuff. Teams Make Dreams, or One Big Dream, Tara Postenbox. I wouldn't go to their events. I would go to Team New Vision events. I would go to, because my team didn't have the event. So I would plug into other teams' events. I was in New Orleans at the TNV event when Hurricane Dennis hit. Now, this is the one right before Katrina. It was so funny because Mr. Self was on stage and it was coming in that weekend, and so a bunch of people decided they wanted to leave and beat the storm and get out of town. So he's up there on Saturday saying, "Oh, big storm coming in. Some people, the storm's bigger than your dreams." They all left and stuff like that. We stayed
Now, the next morning, we all had to adjust our flights because the airport was shutting down. The city was shutting down. Then the next year, Katrina hit. We saw what Katrina did. And we were talking with Mr. Self at convention after that, and he's like, oh, thank goodness I wasn't mocking people for leaving before Katrina. But Katrina was a lot bigger storm than Dennis was. But still, Dennis shut down the city for days. But I was there. I was there hanging out with these people. Every year I would go to events. They weren't even my team. And I'm like, I want to learn. I want to hang around the people. And each one of these tickets are, how much? $200. $200. That's just for the ticket. Then you got the airfare, the hotel, the rental cars, the food, everything else. It's $1,000 per event, per event, per event, per event. And the trainings just go on and on and on and on and on. And does this include the Super Saturday tickets? I've been in Performance Club for 177 months. I can tell you I've been to approximately 177 Super Saturdays, not to mention the ones that I've done traveling around the United States. So I've not been to over 200 Super Saturdays. And I know those tickets are in here. But when someone says, that ticket's going to cost money, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, there's a cost to be here. And there's a cost not to be here. And I can introduce you to dozens of family members and friends who've chosen not to spend the cost to not be here, and their income today is lower than it was 16 years ago. And then I can introduce you to some people who said, you know what? I want to hang around millionaires. I want to hang around successful people because I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of barely paying my bills every single month. I'm tired of telling my spouse next year we're going to get ahead, but really not having a game plan to do it. And Mr. Burns goes out and finds the top leaders in the company and flies them in here. What type of a perk? I mean, you would have to spend $1,000 to go fly and meet these people one at a time, or he can fly in here and you can get a ticket for next month's event for $20 if you only want one. But you can get two of them for $30. Now, my advice is I would get two. And here's why. Not because you're going to take up two chairs. Because something happens psychologically when you have two tickets to an event versus one. If you have one, you buy it, you put it in your purse, your wallet, you walk away, you go, I'm taking care of it for next month. I did my 10-court commitment. I did the Super Saturday. And it's easy to go an entire month without even thinking about the fact that your team didn't grow. And then you show up here, and the trainer knocks it out of the park. You're like, I wish I had five more people here to hear this. It would have been great. Well, what did you do over the last month to get five more people here? Probably nothing. Or, when I went to my very first event, clear back here. When I went to these events, they said, get five tickets. And I'm like, $60 a piece? Oh, no, that's not going to happen. My wife would kill me. $300 in tickets. But then they taught me a new philosophy. They said, if you have five tickets, trust me, when you get home, everybody's a prospect. Because you know that you've got to unload those to cover that expense. And all of a sudden, you'll come out of your comfort zone. It's kind of like putting that music in. You'll do things you wouldn't normally do because you have to now fill that ticket. And so I believe the guy. The guy made millions of dollars. I believe the guy from stage. So I bought five tickets. And the next month, I brought five people back to Southern California to that training. All of them had bought a ticket from me. The cool thing was, I let them do the preaching. At the end of the event, all five of those people bought five tickets. We came home with now 30 tickets. Bam! We had carloads of people going down the next month. And each month, our team just kept growing until we had over 131 people caravanning to Southern California, a 12-hour drive, to go learn how to do this business. 17 carloads full of people. All because every time they showed up there, they said, hey, don't come back alone next month. Come back with a lot more people. Now, the people that came back with five people, all of a sudden their incomes were exploding. The people were like, well, I'll get one and I'll test it out. I'll dip my toe in the water and see if I like it. Most of the time, they quit. Most because their business wasn't exploding. Their business wasn't growing. They weren't getting overrides from anything. And all they were doing was complaining that nobody's breaking in their house and stealing a membership from them. Doesn't happen. So, in fairness to you,
as my business partner, whether you're on my team or not, I want you to have success. I want, when we do the performance club lineup, I want that to be that ring earner lineup. Would all the ring earners line up against this wall and walk the stage? I want everyone, because as that happens, all ships in the water rise. I want everyone to go out there and make a fortune. I benefit from that if everyone's successful. Nobody is my competition in this room. So, just like you would counsel your kids growing up, steer clear of these pitfalls. I encourage you to go these directions in life. I'm going to encourage you. I've been here. I know what it's like to drive a broke-down car. I know what it's like to have the bill collector chasing you. I know what it's like to go grocery shopping with a calculator to figure out how much you can spend with tax because there is only $17 in the bank account. I know all of that. I also know what it's like to be a millionaire. And I can tell you, waking up with deposits in your bank account that are bigger than what you used to make in months of work is nice. But it didn't happen by chance. It happened because I said, I'll never miss a training and I never want to go to training by myself. I want people on my team at every single event. If you want that, I would adopt that as a philosophy moving forward. You can get two tickets. That's not 10 times. That's 100 times better than one ticket. Please, I implore you, I make nothing off of the sell tickets. But you, it's your business, it's your future, it's your philosophies. I implore you, get two tickets and plan for abundance in May. And we'll see you back here on the 7th. Thank you.